cast a worried eye on Iran's apparent pursuit of nuclear weapons. Presidential spokesman Scott McClellan says Iran's current course remains unacceptable.
It is a matter that remains a serious concern. We're working with the international community. We're working with the IAEA to make sure that they do not continue on this course.
McClellan is with the president at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. The Los Angeles Times reports that Iran could be close to building a nuclear bomb and has been seeking help from scientists in Russia, China, North Korea, and Pakistan. Iran is in President Bush's axis of evil in the global war against terrorism. Senator Joe Lieberman has a warning for his fellow Democrats. He says if they return to what he calls the left-wing extremes of rivals like former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, the party will be left to wander in the political wilderness. Lieberman is the most conservative of the nine Democrats who would like to challenge President Bush for the White House next year. The senator from Connecticut said today he is just as angry over Bush's policies as are the party's activists. Lieberman did not mention Dean in his prepared text, but aides say that's who he had in mind. Dean's aggressive tactics on the war in Iraq and the Democrats who've supported it have pushed him towards the top of the Democratic candidates list. Lieberman has gone on the offensive in recent weeks because he's slipped in some national polls and has struggled to raise money. His difficulties cropped up just when Dean's campaign took off.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Oklahoma State health officials say they haven't been able to find a connection between two people who have died from a flesh-eating bacteria at Midwest City Regional Hospital in the past week. The flesh-eating variety of Group A Streptococcus is considered rare and spreads quickly. Health officials say at this point the public should not be concerned. Family members of one of the victims say his illness started out as a spot on the man's skin, and within a matter of hours the infection was the size of a shoebox. Connecticut's Supreme Court has overturned a case protecting an incompetent defendant from being medicated involuntarily. A state appellate court had ruled Earl Jacobs shouldn't be drugged to make him fit for trial for breach of peace and other charges. Lawyers had argued doing so would violate Jacobs' constitutional rights. The decision was appealed to the state Supreme Court, which ordered the appellate court to reconsider the case in light of a recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. That ruling allows the involuntary medication of an incompetent defendant under certain conditions. One of those conditions is if the medication is unlikely to have side effects that would influence the fairness of the trial.
The Long Ride Home by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between 14 hours in a minivan, between the world's largest pothole and the hubcap that got away. Between 5, look at the horses. About 50, I have to go to the bathroom. And one amazing sunset. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
Call 1-800-800-8000 or visit super8.com. All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
A Minnesota congressman is calling for tighter regulation of the repair stations which maintain commercial U.S. aircraft overseas. Democrat James Oberstar says FAA personnel in foreign countries should be doing more on-site safety and security inspections.
The FAA has been content to look at paperwork submitted by those countries saying we've complied and met all the standards. I want those personnel on the field, on the shop floors. I want them actually looking at work, not looking at paperwork.
A recent report from the U.S. Department of Transportation found there was inadequate attention to independent repair stations. U.S. airlines outsource about half their repair work. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today with investors still uncertain about an economic rebound. The Dow Jones was up 32 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq was down 2 to 17.14. The S&P 500 finished 3 points higher to 9.83. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wow, what a brain! No, I'm not talking about the class valedictorian or the scarecrow after he reached Oz. This brain's inside your car. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Einstein's got nothing on your car's ECM or electronic control module. Like human brains, ECMs gather data from the environment and make adjustments to optimize performance. For example, this onboard computer adapts fuel delivery, seat positions, cabin temperature, braking, and emissions. It also alerts you to potential problems and notifies you for service. Like all brains, your ECM's sensitive to environmental abuse. So follow the scarecrow's lead. Take your ECM for scheduled service to the Oz, service center of your choice. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. And the phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email me during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. Well, not email me. You email what you wrote. You understand what I mean, right? Okay. Weird weekend. Did y'all have a weird weekend? I spent the weekend, we went to a Celtic music festival in North Georgia and ran into some old musician friends of mine. Time is a merciless bastard, isn't it? Boy, it just makes it just really takes its toll on us. Ah! Not that these folks looked one bit different from the way they looked 15 years ago, nor do I. But it was still kind of a jolt. Get together with folks that that you haven't seen for a while. Great Celtic festival. Whoa, a lot of fun. And hope you had a good weekend. Radiopower.org, one of the streaming outfits that streams programming across the Internet. I mentioned this last week. They still need a few bucks for it's all listener donations. If the spirit moves you, go to Radiopower.org, Radiopower.org. Shelby LaPrey there, who runs that organization, needs a few more bucks to keep her organization going. So if you're so inclined, go there. Check it out. They carry this program and other liberal programs. She always also carries music, stuff like that. So check it out. Yeah, and she has her own shows. So check it out. Will you please? Radiopower.org. I hate to make pitches for solicitations. I get them all the time. I try to contribute when I can. I know it's a hassle, but that's the price of being a liberal or being a progressive or being a Democrat or being a common sense American when the rest of the country is going insane. Okay? It's necessary that we feed each other. So go to radiopower.org and shoot Shelley LaPrey a few bucks. She has the usual PayPal and stuff. You know, I'm sure you can mail the check or something. I don't know. Check it out. Okay? Please? Thank you. Thank you very much. What do we got here tonight? New York Times finally got around to what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago in their lead editorial today. I'm not sure. It's about the defeat, albeit temporary, but the defeat of William Pryor, this Alabama Attorney General. Bush had nominated him. The right wing thugs that run the Bush crime family had nominated him to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals here in Atlanta. And this guy, this William Pryor, I think, you know, he would make Bush look like a liberal, right? He has urged Congress to repeal the Voting Rights Act. He was the only state attorney general to ask the Supreme Court to strike down the Violence Against Women Act. He supported installation of the Ten Commandments monument in Alabama's main judicial building, a move that two federal courts have held violates the First Amendment. This guy would make Hitler look like a liberal. This guy ought to go practice divorce court law someplace and get the hell out of the faces of the people of Alabama, and especially get out of the faces of the people in the 11th Circuit that might have a case come before the court that he would be put on. So the Democrats did what they could. They refused to allow a vote of cloture. This is the third one of these right-wing thugs that the Democrats have defeated. Thank you, Democrats. Miguel Estrada was another one. Priscilla Owens, another one. Now, what the Republicans do, what they have done where it concerns William Pryor, and this is so Republican. Oh, my God, this just reeks of Republican. They put the charge out. They had a full-page ad, I think, in the New York Times that said people who opposed, Democrats in the Senate who opposed Pryor, were anti-Catholic. Eh? Anti-Catholic. They said that people who opposed Miguel Estrada were anti-Hispanic. They said that people who opposed Priscilla Owen were anti-woman. Now, in each case, the opposition had to do with these three neo-Nazi judges' positions that would have taken this country even further right. This goes back to the Reagan years when they packed the courts in this country, trying to turn this country into one massive concentration camp run by these religious right-wing thugs. Now, we all know this. But here's the fun part about William Pryor, this unconscionable, unqualified divorce court lawyer who had to get his ass out of the federal court system, get out of being Alabama's attorney general, which is an elected position, and go back to doing television ads for quickie divorces. That's what this guy should be doing. But here's the fun part about him. The Republicans, who said that those who opposed him were being anti-Catholic, let's check it out. Jeff Sessions, Republican senator from Alabama, is a Methodist. Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, is a Mormon. Now, they are on the Judiciary Committee. They are accusing their fellow committee members like Patrick Leahy, Ed Kennedy, and Dick Durbin of being anti-Catholic. Of course, all three of those Democrats are Catholic. Patrick Leahy, Edward Kennedy, and Dick Durbin, they're all Catholic. But what the Republicans count on, and usually this is like a bankable attitude. The attitude on the part of Republicans is that either we Americans are so busy trying to survive in the Bush economy, or we literally don't care anymore. So when they accuse Ted Kennedy, of being anti-Catholic, when they accuse Patrick Leahy of being anti-Catholic, most people, I guess, I don't know, just don't stop and think, well, wait a second. These Republicans are crazy. They're crazier than bedbugs. They are accusing prominent Catholics of being anti-Catholic, and who's making the accusation? A half-baked Methodist, Jeff Sessions, who is on the record, since he is a Christian fundamentalist, he's on the record of subscribing to a belief system that says the Jews must be put to the axe at some point. And then we have Orrin Hatch, who himself is part of a swindling cult. Now, I'm going to piss off some of my listeners in the far west, but I'm sorry. Let's face it, Mormonism is jive turkey nonsense, okay? Joseph Smith, this hustler from where, upstate New York or Vermont, wherever the hell it was, when an angel named Moroni came to him and said, "Oh, well, guess what, Joseph? Jesus!" You know, oh, please, will you please stop with this nonsense, this religious craziness. Now, if you're a Mormon, I'm sorry, that's how I feel, okay? You can piss all over my agnosticism if you so choose. But here's Orrin Hatch, who is literally the member of a cult. All right? Who accuses Catholics, the Pope, of being the head of a cult. Jeff Sessions subscribes to belief that the Pope is the Antichrist. Orrin Hatch sees the Pope as a leader of a cult. These people are saying that if you oppose William Pryor, you're being anti-Catholic. Sessions and Hatch would no more lift a finger to stop the slaughter of as million Catholics as possible in order to forward their particular religious insanity. And yet, they will accuse Patrick Leahy, Ted Kennedy, and Dick Durbin, all of whom are Catholics, of being anti-Catholic because they point out that William Pryor is nothing more than an elected state attorney general in Alabama whose real job should be doing quickie divorces someplace down in South Alabama where he can get away with it. These people make me sick. So finally, the New York Times, in the editorial today, comes out. They say in the Senate debate last week, Mr. Leahy rightly asked why, quote, fair-minded Republican senators, close quote, were not standing up to their party's demagoguery and religious McCarthyism. Well, the New York Times knows better. When they ask those questions, they're asking those questions from a purely rhetorical point of view. They know the answer to the question. You know, why should Patrick Leahy care? A. B. You know, to say fair-minded Republican is like saying ice at 180 degrees. I mean, it doesn't work. It's an oxymoron. It's nonsense. It's a non sequitur. Every Republican in America, every single Republican in America, is without morals, without ethics, is participatory in mass killings, a destruction of the Constitution, and destruction of our way of life. All of them. Every single one. There is no such thing as a moderate Republican. I'm sorry if that pisses you off. I'm sorry that you are so stupid that you don't see that. Okay? I apologize for your ignorance. How's that fit? Eh? Anybody who supports the Republican agenda, anybody, is a moron, amoral, unethical, and supports mass murder and the destruction of the U.S. Constitution. Now, if you don't like that labeling, you got three choices. Turn me off. Go away. Second, reclaim your party and clean the filth out of it. Okay? Or third, switch parties. Now, I don't see a fourth. And again, we leave open our standing invitation to any Republican, any conservative, any neo-Nazi, any one of you knuckle-draggers, especially here in the South. God bless you. Y'all just make me want to retch. To call the program and debate any of the issues with me. You know, I get some of these emails, "You cowardly son of a bitch, you wouldn't talk to me on the air if I did call." Call in, sucker. Call in, okay? Have I mentioned, well, we're 19 minutes in the program. Have I mentioned yet how much I hate these people? Calling Ted Kennedy anti-Catholic. Oh, feh. All these people. The noise of these people, eh?
I Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hey, honey, I rented some videos. Thought maybe we could just stay in tonight, snuggle on the couch.
Great. I'll put one in.
Use a wrench to disconnect.
Honey, this is a video about how to repair a washing machine.
I know. Shh. I love this part.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and...
Tom Hartman Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network.
Wish
we can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Yeah, I know it's ugly and nasty of me to make disparaging remarks about religion, when, especially since I've said on this program that, you know, whatever you believe in, that's your business. But I just can't disconnect the obvious. Thugs who participate in these religions, to me they pervert the whole idea of religion. I have very little use for religion to begin with. Spirituality is something else again, but religion to me is a joke. It's a scam, and it's resulted in more death and destruction on this planet in the history of humankind than every other reason for conflict combined. To me, religion is a curse. Brandon's calling from East Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Brandon, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, I just want to sort of comment on the whole Mormon thing. I am not a Mormon myself. My mother converted recently, mm-hmm. and we all kind of think she's kind of crazy, but I had a long discussion with her about some of their things about God coming from the planet Kolob, and she sent me this long...
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, no, that they do believe that.
Well, see, I've read the Book of Mormon. Well, I haven't read the entire book.
I kind of looked through it.
I've sat through one of those sessions with two of their missionaries, two nice young men in white mm-hmm. shirts and black ties who bicycled up to my
very
door.
Very nice people, yeah.
Yeah, they're very interesting. They do a nice little presentation. I hadn't heard that part about God comes from another planet.
Yeah, and this is, I was just sort of searching back through my email while I was waiting, and she sent me this one. It comes from a book, it's called The Pearl of Great Price,
yeah.
The Book of Abraham. And I won't go into the details, but I said to her, well, wow, that's, you know, so this is a book that's been translated. She said, yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the Smithsonian Institute.
Oh, yeah?
I said, oh, okay, great. So other scholars have looked at it. She said, well, but they can't translate it. I said, well, how did it get translated? She said, well, Joseph Smith translated it.
Yeah.
I said, but nobody else could?
Well,
it was stolen. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
so that's your basis then, huh?
What are you going to do about your mom being subscribing to this belief now?
Well, we kind of humor her, but... she quit drinking, she quit smoking, and she's pushing 60. We're all kind of happy about that.
Right, yeah, that's a
good
thing.
That's about the only pluses I can see so far.
Yeah, yeah. Well, keep us posted. You know, the stuff about God comes, it sounds a little bit like L. Ron Hubbard's Dianetics and Scientology. If you get far enough into that particular cult, you're told that all humans originally came from planet TGAC, I believe.
Oh, I knew they came from somewhere. I couldn't remember the name of it. Yeah.
Which just may be true.
And that may be possible. If you're a sci-fi reader, all have a theory.
That's right. I tend to shy away from people who have direct communication with angels and God, like George Bush.
I was just about to say,
or
like Joseph
Smith.
Thief?
Yeah. Brandon, thanks for checking in.
Okay, you do.
All right, sir. I appreciate your time. Time is life. Yeah, Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard, before he stepped off this earthly coil, he may have been onto something. You know, I mean, if you want to get literal, maybe human DNA did come from someplace else. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Really, who gives a tinker's damn? I mean, what good is it going to do you or me? What do we have? 3 score and 10, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, right? So if the mysteries of the universe are revealed to us, what the hell are we going to do with it? I mean, what's the point, right? Look, all you want to do is get through this week, have a nice weekend, take some vacation, watch your kids grow up, have sex, make a little money, drive a car that you're not afraid is going to fall apart, leave the campfire or campsite a little bit cleaner than when you got here, and move on, right?
Hey, honey, I rented some videos. Thought maybe we could just stay in tonight, snuggle on the couch.
Great. I'll put one in.
Use a wrench to disconnect.
Honey, this is a video about how to repair a washing machine.
I know. Shh. I love this part.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The national unemployment rate for July slipped 0.2 of a point to 6.2%, but it's not due to an improving economy. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell because 556,000 Americans stopped looking for work. According to federal guidelines, those not actively seeking work are not counted in the unemployment figures.
No strike just yet at Verizon. Talks between the phone giant and its two unions stretched past a strike deadline yesterday and continued without resolution. Nearly 80,000 members of the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are poised for a walkout unless talks yield an agreement that meets workers' demands on health care and job security. Verizon cut some 18,000 jobs last year, not including 2,300 New York State workers whose terminations were successfully reversed by unions thanks to language in the previous contract that prevented their firing. The two unions are also looking for greater freedom to organize the company's largely non-union wireless and data divisions.
Sugar production is officially no longer a staple of the economy of Trinidad and Tobago. The Caribbean island chain closed its state-owned sugar company last week, laying off more than 8,000 people in the process. The workers received severance payments of about $12,000 each and will be allowed to lease land on which they can continue farming if they wish to.
It was a workhorse that powered travelers through cities and along highways over the last 70 years, but the reign of the Volkswagen Beetle finally came to an end over the weekend. After producing 21.5 million of the vehicles, Volkswagen finally pulled the plug on the last of its Beetle assembly lines in a plant outside of Mexico City. 300 workers will be reassigned to other areas, building Jettas and the more modern version of the Beetle. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. What else we have here? Report that Colin Powell is very carefully denying, a report in the Washington Post over the weekend, that Colin Powell and his top deputy, that would be Richard Armitage, who makes no bones about the fact that he, when he worked with the CIA, he got involved in wet operations in Southeast Asia. He would kill people, and if you believe what he says, thoroughly enjoy what he did. You know, he's not like this. Who's the punk on radio? G. Gordon Liddy, who used to talk about, yeah, he'd kill his own mother if Richard Nixon ordered him to. G. Gordon Liddy is a poseur. He's a liar. He's a coward. But Richard Armitage is a real, first-class, hands-on murderer. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's also the Deputy Secretary of State or Assistant, whatever the hell it is. He is Colin Powell's top deputy. Well, anyway, the two of them have told the White House that they will not serve a second term if Bush is reelected. What does that mean? They will serve a second term if he's defeated? What the hell kind of... What's up with the language here? We're not going to serve a second term if Bush is elected. Why don't they say, we're out of here after the first Bush term? It makes no sense. Who cares? Anyway, the Washington Post reported this. And they cited what they called, what the Post called, sources familiar with the conversation. Well, now, who could that be? According to the Post, the only people there were Armitage, the totally incompetent and over-Prozac'd Condoleezza Rice, and Colin Powell. They're the only three that were there. So one of the three of them said, look, this is the story. And now, of course, everybody's going, wait, Colin Powell says the reason he wants out is because he made a promise to his wife that he would only serve one term, rather than any policy disagreements with these people who are even more thuggish than he is. You know, Colin Powell is just your typical do whatever it takes to advance as a black man through the military. Step right up and get your affirmative action. Yeah, come on. Just like Uncle Clarence. Come on, let's call it what it is. Let's do it, okay? Colin Powell was about as experienced a military officer as I was, and I was not a military officer, okay? He was also instrumental in covering up My Lai. Colin Powell was a get-along, go-along. He was an almost white black man that a lot of white racists thought, well, we can deal with him. Okay, we know this. Okay, so don't get your bowels in an uproar because I say it on the radio. All right. So Colin Powell gets advanced to the point where he's chairman of the Joint Chiefs, then he winds up as Secretary of State. An absolute, utter mistake. Colin Powell has no spine. He's a coward. He's just incompetent, just like so many people in these key positions in the Bush administration. But what Colin Powell found out was that the price of admission into this whorish, filthy administration was whatever dignity he, Colin Powell, still retained, left over from the terrible job he did as a U.S. military officer. He also found out that he would be expected to lie and bend over until his spine snapped in order to kiss the nether regions of people like Donald Rumsfeld. Okay, I'll go ahead and do it for one session, he says, for one term. But, you know, then I want to get out of here and go make the big bucks. So I'm not, and oh, I know, I'll tell everybody I told my wife that I'm going to quit after one term. Colin Powell found out that he was dealing with killers and monsters that made his little foray where it concerned, for example, My Lai and other atrocities in Southeast Asia appear to be, you know, a summer afternoon at a day camp. All right? Colin Powell is way out of his league. Colin Powell may be a sneak and a liar and a coward, but he's a sneak and a liar and a coward so out of his league with people like Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Elliot Abrams, Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, that they scared him. They scared him. And, you know, you take some of these white devils like Wolfowitz and Cheney and ask a black man like Colin Powell to do business with them, as he has done for these 2.5 years, that's like asking a black man to do business with Satan. Because black folk understand the depth of depravity that's available in certain white people. Right? Adolf Hitler was not a black man. Neither was Joe Stalin. You understand what I'm saying here? Sure you do. Of course you do. You understand it down in your gut. All right. So it's not even debatable. Colin Powell looks at these white people that he's working with. He goes, Jesus, let me out of here. These people are depraved. They're beyond anything Dick Nixon ordered or Lyndon Johnson ordered during the Vietnam War. These people are really aliens. So Colin Powell wants out. Now, how he gets out is this way. He has a conversation with this moronic Condoleezza Rice, and then word gets out. How did word get out? Well, we know how word got out. It either came from Condoleezza, or it came from Armitage, or it came from Powell. Nobody else was there. And they call the Washington Post, the snitch, and says, hey, guess what? My boy Armitage and my boy Colin are getting out. Now, this little business about, Colin Powell says he's not going to serve if Bush wins a second term. What the hell does that mean? Why is it phrased that way? Why doesn't he say, look, I'm going to finish up this term, I'm gone. I don't give a damn if Bush wins or not. I'm gone. I'm out of here. If Colin Powell could reclaim some of the dignity that African Americans have injected into their race in the face of horrible adversity over the past 500 years in this country, if Colin Powell could draw upon that character and inject some of it into his veins, he would resign 6 months ago. And surely he would resign as a self-respecting black man tomorrow. But that's not what Colin Powell is. He is willing to deal with the white demons because he knows the payoff is down the road. Am I being a little too intense tonight? My producer keeps looking at me with this look on her face like, ugh. You're calling white people demons. You're saying that Colin Powell is a self-loathing black man. You cast Mormonism as a cult. It's just another typical night on the Molloy program. And it's not even an hour into the show. I don't know. Kathy worries. You know, she just looks, you know. If I'm being too intense, there are other programs on that will not challenge you. That's for damn sure. Joe is calling from Brookings, Oregon, our bureau chief out there. What do you got to say, pal?
Did you hear about Ernest Hollings not going to run for re-election next year?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, before I talk about Colin Powell, the disappearing black man, I'd just like to say the thing about Ernest Hollings retiring. I think that really sucks because we need more guys like Ernest Hollings in Congress, not less. So I think that's a really bad sign, not just for the Democrats, but for the country. But as far as Colin Powell goes,
right?
I mean, I seen some poll about him today.
Uh-huh.
75% of the American people have a favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of the man. I can't imagine why. He's a gutless little bastard, little toady. If I ever seen one, I can't imagine why anybody got half a brain.
Well, it's like the admiration, quote unquote, for a monster like Dick Cheney or a halfwit like George Bush. The American people are misinformed. They're misinformed by Fox News Network. They're misinformed by the New York Times. They're misinformed by CNN. And they're misinformed by 99.99% of talk radio programs out there. So it's the old Joseph Goebbels bit. You know, repeat the big lie over and over and over. Have that big lie slamming into the heads of Americans from every possible direction. Where in the hell is the average American going to turn for the truth? So eventually the big lie becomes true. George Bush is a decent man. Colin Powell is a decent man. And thank God for Dick Cheney. All three statements of which are a clear indication of insanity, of sickness, of political ignorance. But that's what we deal with in the United States of America, 2003.
Yeah, it's also a big part of the human, of the American condition in this country. A lot of people, they just admire Colin Powell just because he's famous.
Yeah.
Because they know who he is, you know. Well, yeah. We admire him just because we know who the guy is. You know, Colin Powell, you know, the only way he could gain any of my respect is if he'd resign yesterday and let everyone know about what kind of punk Bush and Cheney and the rest of them are, because if anybody should know, he should know and go run for a president as an independent. Say screw this,
yeah.
You know. But he ain't gonna do that. So Colin Powell, if he resigns in a year and a half, who cares?
Well, that's true. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you checking in. So that's the second big story today, I guess. Colin Powell is not gonna. Serving as a now, I'd be curious. See, Rumsfeld and Cheney, who hate Colin, the only reason they put Colin Powell in there was to have the black man. You see, they got the black man and the black woman. They got the Lebanese dude, that's Spencer Abraham. who does nothing. Who is he? Oh, he's energy secretary. You forgot Spencer Abraham? They got a couple of women in there who absolutely are to the right of Attila the Hun, Ann Veneman, and who's the other woman? Not Christy Whitman, but Elaine Chao. These are crazy religious right nutcases, just completely. But Colin Powell, you know, he has no more business being Secretary of State than I do. Maybe he should go back to the Pentagon, go back into that area of U.S. foreign policy that has to do with death and destruction and covering up death and destruction and the slaughtering of innocents. That's what the United States, since 1967, that's what we have been best at, killing innocent people. Come on. You know that's the case. Come on. Come on. Come on. Killing and slaughtering innocent people is what we have been the most efficient at. And I know that sentence sucks, but that's the truth. Whether it's been Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Serbia, the Philippines, Colombia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Haiti, Somalia, you name the country. What, since 1967? You might say that one of our most successful exports has been death of innocent people, the slaughter of innocent people. So that's where Colin Powell belongs. He belongs in the Department of Death, the Department of Cover-Up of the Slaughter of Innocents. He has proved his efficacy in that position by his record in Vietnam. I didn't realize I was so pissed off tonight, Kathy. American forces yesterday laid out the stringent limits under which Iraqi civilians will be able to claim compensation from the United States for the deaths of their family members or damage to their property caused by the U.S. military. That's right. American forces laid out the limits. No debate. This is what the Iraqis were told. A military, that would be U.S. military spokesman, said that under the Foreign Claims Act, Iraqis would only be paid compensation when the Iraqi could prove that American soldier had acted wrongfully or negligently during, quote, non-combat activities, close quote. Now, obviously, this will rule out claims made against the United States for acts occurring before May 1st. That's the day George Bush did his tightened scrotum dance on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln and declared major combat operations at an end. Now, since U.S. commanders in the field say they are still fighting a war, many of the claims by Iraqi civilians that could be filed after May 1st, including those made by civilians shot dead at checkpoints, may also be invalid. The spokesman for the United States military said the United States had so far received 2,400 claims and paid out $262,000 in compensation. That works out to $108 a claim. Whether it was the life of your child, or the limbs blown off your cousin, or your house being destroyed, or your goats annihilated, or your business blown up. $108 stinking dollars. Why do they hate us? Here's another reason. 2,400 claims paid out to a total of $262,000. $108. A spokesman for the U.S. military, the military of the United States of America, said such claims will be paid at the local rate. The spokesman said, quote, I hate to say it, but the value of a life in Iraq is less than the value of a life in the United States or the United Kingdom. And you wonder why they hate us? World Trade Organization, tried out of action.
price tag of most tremendous and most disturbingly the death toll is so horrendous. So I send this to those that seize the defenders. Send this into harm's way, we should all make a remembrance that this is bigger than terrorism. Blood is blood, is blood in them. Love is true vision. Who will listen? How many songs did you see? You can bomb the world in pieces, you can't bomb it into pieces.
I finally finished fixing everything I need to in the kitchen. Now, on to the baby's room. Little Kenny will love what I'm going to do in there.
Honey?
Huh?
Little Kenny left for college last week.
Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire.
Zebra.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
as you
I was
know.
Expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree?
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Five before the hour.
And send the lower class to Bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV.
$108 per claim. That's what the United States military has paid out to Iraqis, 2,400 claims, for everything from the death of a family member or multiple deaths, the blowing off of limbs, the evisceration of certain family members who are on their way home and have their guts blown out onto the pavement, destruction of business, loss of land, loss of livelihood. $108 per claim. As long as we're talking about money, ExxonMobil, this was on Bart Kopp's website, ExxonMobil, their profits this year have so far have jumped 58%. Ain't nothing like owning a crooked president, huh? The world's largest publicly traded oil company said it earned $4.17 billion, up from $2.64 billion a year ago. Revenues went up to $57 billion, so they made $4 billion profit on $57 billion in revenues. Now, how can this be? The oil companies say they're just passing on the costs of Clinton's anti-business legislation, right? Now, let's also face this. Our boys and girls are dying in the desert so the oil companies like ExxonMobil can get richer. Profits are up $1.5 billion. At ExxonMobil over last year, and we have 250 dead young men and women. That works out to $16 million per dead American. Not bad. Not bad. $16 million to Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush and these monstrous bastards who now run this country, the corporations, oil and defense that run this country. $16 million per family destroyed, American family destroyed, ain't bad. As long as it's not their family. Of course, if we're to believe the mainstream media, the right-wing media, the neo-Nazi media, and the Bush White House, the vast majority of Iraqis are dancing in the streets tonight with joy at their liberation and their $108 for family death.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Iran says it will not hand over any detained members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network to the United States. Iran's government is also denying a newspaper report that it would agree to a handover only in exchange for members of an Iranian opposition group. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's government spokesman says his country has never tried to strike a prisoner exchange deal with the U.S. Abdullah Ramazanzadeh says Iran will hand over al-Qaeda members only to those countries with which it has extradition agreements and that the U.S. is not one of them. The New York Times had quoted a U.S. official as saying Washington had asked Tehran to hand over al-Qaeda members in Iran's custody, but the newspaper reported that Iran demanded in return the U.S. should hand over members of the Mujahideen Khalq organization. That group is currently under U.S. control in Iraq. Last month, Iran's intelligence minister, Ali Younesi, said Iran has some senior al-Qaeda members in its custody. Mr. Ramazanzadeh reiterated that Iran is not revealing the identities of the detained members for security reasons. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
A CIA official says the agency's analysis of an audio tape broadcast by an Arab television station was likely the voice of Osama bin Laden's second-in-command. The identity of the speaker cannot be determined with absolute certainty, but the CIA believes it is Ayman al-Zawahiri. The speaker warns that the U.S. will pay dearly if any of the detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are harmed. The U.S. is expected to bring some of the Muslim detainees before a military tribunal and expects some of them could face the death penalty. The tape was broadcast yesterday, but it's unknown when it was created.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Green tea is even more powerful than once thought in fighting cancer caused by smoking. Researchers at the University of Rochester have identified two chemicals within the tea that shut down a key molecule tobacco uses to cause cancer. The so-called AH receptor frequently plays a role in turning good genes into somewhat harmful. Tests on mice show the chemicals in green tea shut down the AH receptor in cancerous cells, and early results show the same is true in human cells. Scientists say the two substances within the tea are cousins to flavonoids found in broccoli, cabbage, grapes, and red wine, all of which are known to help prevent cancer. More research is needed to find out how much tea a person needs to receive benefits. The study appears in Chemical Research and Toxicology.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
As a strike deadline came and went over the weekend, Verizon workers and their union officials are still trying to hammer out an agreement. Lisa Romanello reports.
As the talks continue, Verizon workers are keeping up the pressure. They rallied in the rain before work, saying they won't be patient forever.
The guys are geared up for this. This is what they want. You know, they want to keep holding on to what we have. They don't want anything taken away from us, so We're going to do exactly what we have to do.
Union members say they want to keep working, but if the talks stop making progress, they are prepared to hit the streets, united, to preserve benefits and job security. Lisa Romanello, New York.
Stocks were mixed today, with investors still showing uncertainty about an economic rebound. Shortly after the closing bell, the Dow was up 32 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq dropped 2 points to 17.14, and the S&P 500 finished 3 points higher to 9.83. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Hey, if you get bored with this program or any time during the day, we have those little moments, don't we? Occasionally, sometimes we go, oh, God, let's see, what should I do now? You ever have moments like that? Go to MikeMalloy.com. We have, about 947 registered posters there now. I'd love to see it hit 1,000. Are we going to, I don't know if the webmaster, Mark Marshall, is going to cut it off at a certain number of people who, maybe not. We have some real jackasses on that, on the forums. Oh, my God. We also have some incredible wits, W-I-T-S, very bright progressives. The conservatives you're going to find on my website on the comments board are what you would normally expect. We allow them to post there because up to a point, you know, when they get to the point where that they become highly offensive, then we just sweep them up with the rest of the crap and dump them into a cyber hole someplace. But as long as they're entertaining, these right-wingers, we allow them to appear on the board. So if you want to have some fun, Sailor, go to MikeMalloy.com, click on the message boards, and enjoy. Doesn't cost you anything. Tracy is calling from Silver Springs, Maryland. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Mike?
Doing fine, Ms. Tracy.
Good. I wanted to throw this out at you. Have you noticed in the past few weeks that the shift, you know how we heard up until the drumbeat and even after the war, weapons, weapons, weapons?
Right.
And now it's weapons program.
Right. And now it's evidence of weapons programs.
Right. You know, and W and Cheney and Wolfowitz. And the thing is that, I mean, it's just so blatant to me, Mike. Program is, okay, it's the Dom scribbled down that he wanted, you know, to revive the nuclear program. And obviously they can probably find some evidence of that, which David Kaye, see, this is also like setting the stage.
Sure.
For them to rewrite the script when I think people don't realize that these people said that this was an imminent threat and it was weapons, not a weapons program. And I hate to quibble about words, but it's a difference between weapons and a weapons program.
Sure, sure. But you understand what this is about. The Bush.
Yeah.
It's all about the lies and the,
right.
the corruption of this filthy regime
right.
that is destroying America. Right.
It's just amazing to me. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's been evolved. The the quick thing I want to say about Colin Powell, you know, I said to a friend of mine, a couple, and I have, you know, listen, as an African American,
Wait, Tracy, we lost you completely. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you said, as an African American, and then you disappeared, now you're back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine now.
As an African American, I was talking to several friends who also are African Americans. First of all, there's a strong disconnect, I would say, with a lot of African Americans. I won't proclaim to speak for the 30 million of us who are
right,
here, but,
right.
you know.
That makes sense.
But I think that I can give you, you know, what's out there, okay?
Sure, sure.
There's a strong disconnect between a lot of African Americans and Condi Rice. I must tell you that now.
Yeah, I've become
no love lost there.
I've become aware of that. Yes.
It's a little bit different with Colin Powell, and I said to a few friends of mine a couple of months ago. I said, if Colin Powell has any sense of integrity, he will bail out on this administration, and it seems like he is doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't take any issue with what you said about his past.
Right.
Absolutely. Colin Powell has a little bit more credibility among African Americans than I think Condi Rice does.
I would think so, and I think part of that is, I'm making some assumptions here.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is that for the most part, the African American community can be very conservative around certain issues,
and absolutely,
and,
yeah.
and I think that Colin Powell, because of his military background, his real military background, that was a lot of it was hidden.
Sure,
as he was fast tracked,
right.
To become a. A military leader. I think
that he knew about me lies,
right,
you know?
Right. But I think the community understands that Colin Powell, since the community can be conservative on certain issues, very conservative, you can make the statement that a lot of black Americans are a hell of a lot more patriotic, really patriotic, than a lot of white Americans. And I think that's reflected in the evaluation by some African Americans of Colin Powell, as opposed to what you're saying about Condoleezza Rice. I completely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, Condi's just nowhere. And the last thing I wanted to say is that in terms of I've had a couple of theories about the so-called weapons of mass destruction, which more or less we pretty much know don't exist. I don't know if you read the story, or there was a story, I think the AP ran it, where one of Saddam's former aides said, it was just a bluff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of knew that, my thing is, Saddam was Saddam, so he was never, you know, when these neocons say, well, why wasn't Saddam more cooperative? Well, he was Saddam. He wasn't going to be cooperative.
Right.
Duh.
Right?
Duh.
He wasn't going to be cooperative, and he only cared about maintaining power in his part of the world. So he was going to try and put forth the best face about him being more powerful. So, it was a bluff, and he wasn't going to ever show his true cards. The other thing was, the other thing that neocons throw out, but which blows back in the face, in their face, is that Saddam ruled by extreme fear.
Sure.
So, perhaps he, you know, his underling said, you know, yeah, boss, we've got the weapons of mass destruction. They're all right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
and...
well, I think... I don't remember Saddam Hussein ever saying he had weapons of mass destruction.
He didn't.
What he said was, we don't have them.
He did say that.
Right. He said, we don't have them. I think everybody on the planet knew that he had them before 1991. I think everybody on the planet understood... that subsequent to 1991, with the weapons inspectors, with the no-fly zones, with the sabotage that was perpetrated against the Saddam regime by the Mossad and by the CIA over a 12-year period, the constant sabotage. Now, is that sabotage justified? Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
But the weapons of mass destruction were found by the Israeli Mossad and the U.S. CIA and MI5, the Brits, all during that 12-year period of the sanctions, and it was blown to pieces. It was destroyed. The intelligence agencies, the spooks from Israel, Britain, and the United States came and went into Iraq and out the way you and I go to a grocery store.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So Saddam did not have what the Bush regime said he had.
No.
But the Bush regime understood, once again, that Americans, for the most part, are either too busy trying to pay their bills or too damn ignorant to care, so they could say whatever they wanted, and a compliant news media was willing to go along with it, because, especially television, because, ooh, man, a war is a lot of fun. Hey, watch things blow up. It makes really good TV. So there we are. You know, Saddam was a punk and a thug. How many punks and thugs exist on this planet?
There.
Oh, my God.
Let Charles Taylor, who was a punk and a thug, go to Nigeria. So, you know.
I know. And you don't even have to look on the international stage. Look at some of the governors. Look at some of the attorneys general in the United States. They are punks. They are thugs. They are bad people. And if there's if there is a God, these people are going to roast in their particular hell for all eternity. Hey, Tracy, thanks for checking
in. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Have a nice evening. I mean, ain't nobody ever made a case for Saddam Hussein. The case is against the lying bastards that took this country to war. I mean, what happened to the idea that no matter how bad or how good or how nothing or how up or down or how much oil or wheat or rubber or whatever a nation had, if you wanted to do war on them, okay, at least tell your people something resembling the truth. Every single thing that has occurred where it concerns Iraq, all the way back to 1990. Oh, well, look, they invaded Kuwait. The hell they did. They were invited in by April Glaspie and the Bush 1 administration. Aside from the fact that the American-owned and Kuwaiti-owned oil companies were angle drilling. I mean, who's to say who owns the oil? It's always about oil. Kuwait didn't even exist until somebody created it. I mean, the whole thing is just disgusting. I'm so sick of it. Think of the death and the destruction of Americans, of Kuwaitis, of Iraqis, and God knows who else got caught in the crossfire over the past 12, 14, 15 years in that part of the world. Think of the death. And what's it all been for? Freedom for Iraq? Democracy? Oh, Christ, stop. It was for the oil. Control of... And as long as it stays in the hands of the Bush crime family, then everything's fine. If it starts to slip out, more death and destruction. 250 dead Americans, $16 million per American when you consider the profit increases by ExxonMobil. Think about that for a second while we take a break. $16 million per dead American. Not a bad deal if you're ExxonMobil, huh? Containers.
The fact is, in Afghanistan, more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil, money, Enron, the American Empire!
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Here's a belated salute to the good people of Stevens County, Washington. Last year, a bunch of the wealthier landlords in this largely low-income area popped up with a referendum to eliminate the 9 libraries that are part of the county's rural library district. The instigators, many of them part of anti-tax organizations, claimed that citizens were being overtaxed. But the real issue was not taxes, but the very idea of public service. For example, Hank Radesky, a rancher and staunch opponent of the library district, grumped that, as a matter of principle, there should not be public libraries. I don't depend on anyone else to educate me. If I want a book, I go buy it. And Dave Sittler, a prominent landlord and realtor, growled that the taxes he was assessed are, quote, wasted on something we don't need. We? Ask Leland Reich about that. He has 6 kids and says, I can't imagine what we'd do without the library. They've got everything we need here, and if they don't, they'll get it for us. Or ask Terry Charbonneau, who owns the Onion Creek General Store and gladly houses one of the district's libraries there in her store. This is something that helps our whole community. She notes that lots of folks in the area don't have computers and can't afford to buy literature, even from discount booksellers. It's special that they can come in here and get books, she says. Or ask Regan Robinson, director of the library system, who says of the anti-taxers, I'd like to see them face the women I see with 3 kids and a stack of books and tell them they can't have a library anymore. This is Jim Hightower saying, it turns out that there are a lot more library supporters than tax grumps in Stevens County. Last November, the people there voted 2-1 to keep their libraries going. As one resident put it, we stood up for the common good. Way to go, Stevens County! To get more information on how to support your library, call the American Library Association, 1-800-545-2433.
doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Do you remember months ago when we had Al Martin on this program one night? Kathy, why don't we have Al Martin on anymore? We haven't had him on for weeks. And I asked him, we were talking about the general shift to fascism in this country, and either I or one of the callers asked Al, what is going to be the signal event that will let the American people know, those who give a tinker's damn anymore, that we have we are moving towards a total fascist lockdown in this country. Now, do you, some of you may remember that little snippet of conversation. Well, one of our correspondents, Anna, reminds me that Al Martin predicted what is now in the August 11th issue of Newsweek. Here's what it says. In a move widely seen within the Pentagon as a purge, a dozen or more Army generals are being ushered into retirement as the Army's new chief of staff, General Peter Schumacher, takes over. Schumacher. In advance of Schumacher's swearing-in last Friday, the Army's acting chief, General John Keane, who is himself retiring, spoke with a list of 3- and 4-star generals, thanked them for their services, and told them it was time to go. Sources say General Keane first contacted half a dozen names, but by the end of the week, the list had reportedly grown to 11, with more to come within 30 days, according to one Army source. The Army has a total of 50 3- and 4-star generals. A senior Pentagon civilian, that would be Wolfowitz, called the move house cleaning. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has made no secret of his dissatisfaction with what he sees as unimaginative Army leadership. Schumacher, too, is critical of a culture he sees as risk-averse. Now, what does that mean? Let me digress for a moment. Schumacher and Rumsfeld, you see the leadership of the Army as being unimaginative because the Army is reluctant to, without provocation, wage war on other countries. So to Rumsfeld, who is a traitor to this country and a disgrace to the human family, Rumsfeld sees that as unimaginative. Rumsfeld. Schumacher, who obviously would fit in well with Hitler's SS, sees that kind of behavior as risk-averse. Oh, you don't want to invade another country without provocation? Oh, you don't want to go bomb and kill civilians? Well, you risk-averse ass, get out of my army. Unbelievable. MSNBC goes on. The list of retirees was, sources say, drawn up in discussions between Rumsfeld, Schumacher, and Keane. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita said, any suggestion that all of these generals being cashiered was being done at Rumsfeld's demand was, quote, utter nonsense, end quote. So there you have it. That is absolute verification that it comes from Rumsfeld, because the tactic with Rumsfeld and his spokesgeeks is, hey, anything these bastards bring up, just call it utter nonsense and move on. Well, Al Martin predicted this, and it's at hand. I wonder how much longer this program will be on the air, Gabby. So the military now is being purged, just like Hitler purged his military, just like Stalin purged his. Rumsfeld and Cheney are purging theirs.
Attack. Why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. Everybody, I'd go anywhere.
time to fight for...
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
People are obscuring the light of the stars that once guided human civilization. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The stars in the night sky have guided people for thousands of years. Sailors navigated by the North Star across vast oceans, and philosophers once used the movement of constellations below the horizon to argue that the Earth was round. But it's increasingly difficult to see some of those stars today because they're hidden by artificial light from cities. Dan Green is an astronomer with the Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, and he's trying to raise public awareness about the extensive use of artificial lights at night. Green says astronomers find it increasingly difficult to use the night sky to teach students about the stars. He says that's true even for academic institutions that have their own observatories.
So anyone who has an observatory at a school or college or university level can tell you that things have really gone downhill in the last couple of decades in terms of the night sky getting so bright that it's hard to show people things beyond the sun and the moon and the bright planets.
Green says streetlights and other light fixtures obscure the stars at night the way the sun hides the stars in the daytime.
If you put up one or two really bad lights that are not shielded, it's amazing how many miles the glow from that can carry. So we're hoping that through educating people, they'll understand that it's important to keep our nighttime heritage and that our children need to grow up learning about the night sky. It's in everybody's benefit if people can actually see stars at night.
Green hopes that people will start using more light fixtures with shields. He says they can cut lighting costs and bring back the evening sky at the same time. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Concerns early on was the southern oil fields, and at least in the south they are secure, and that is positive news for all of us.
Well, maybe for the 250 families who have given a son or in a couple instances a daughter, George, it's not positive news that you and your criminals have secured the southern Iraqi oil fields at the price of American and Iraqi blood. You're going to burn in hell, George. You really are. Lieberman. I You know, Lieberman ought to get the hell out of the Democratic Party. He really should. He's no more of a Democrat than I'm a Republican. Lieberman is starting to really piss me off.
Ooh, gee, Mike, that's really too bad.
You know what I mean. I am nothing. I do not exist. But in my little universe, this guy is really... Have you heard the latest? Lieberman is warning that Democrats who advocate peace and social programs, quote, could send us back to the political wilderness. If you're a Democrat and you advocate peace and social programs, you could send us back to the political wilderness, according to Joe Lieberman. Now, what's got Lieberman peeing his pants? I don't know. Did he think he had a lock on the Democratic Party nomination because he was part of the losing team? Yes, they won. But you know what I'm talking about. The losing team. Lieberman has watched Howard Dean. Lieberman would kill to have two things that Dean has. Three things. First, the charisma. Lieberman could put to sleep, I don't know what, come on, give me a librarian. Lieberman is the most boring, ineffectual human being I think I've ever met. So, Lieberman is pissed off that Howard Dean is vibrant. Secondly, what Lieberman would like to have would be the money that Dean has raised. And third, what Lieberman would like to have that Dean has is the grassroots support. Lieberman has no support from anybody except corporate America. And maybe AIPAC or some pro-Israel organization who would love to see, you know, the more pro-Israel you are, the more you can pique the curiosity of AIPAC, and they might throw you a few dollars. Well, hell, if you can get an Orthodox Jew in the White House as president of the United States?
Well, wait a minute, Mike. That's what they said about Kennedy and the Pope.
Oh, come on. Get real. Get real! You know it's the truth.
Well, Mike, that sounds anti-Semitic.
No! It's the truth! So anyway, Lieberman is aiming his little pissant invective at Howard Dean. At Dean's stand against Bush's tax cuts and aggressive foreign policy. Lieberman is aligning himself, has aligned himself, has been constantly in the hip pocket of George Bush. I wouldn't vote for Lieberman to run the garbage division, collection division in DeKalb County, Georgia.
I share my anger. I share the anger of my fellow Democrats with George Bush and the direction he's taken this nation. But, you know, the answer to this outdated extremist ideology is not to be found in the outdated extremes of our own. You know, that path will not solve the challenges of our time and could send us back to the political wilderness for years to come.
So here is Lieberman attacking Howard Dean. Let's face it, okay, Dennis Kucinich fans, I'm right up there. I'm in the head of that parade. But come on, Howard Dean this week on the corner of Time, on the cover of Time, on the cover of Newsweek, on the cover of U.S. News and World Report, all over CNN, all over the place. Hey, I still back Dennis Kucinich. I told you until the time comes where it's pointless to back him any longer. But let's take a look at this realistically. Howard Dean has got the buzz. Howard Dean has got the money. Howard Dean has got the grassroots support. And Howard Dean has put the fear of God into Joe Lieberman. And Howard Dean is going to put the fear of God into Karl Rove. And you will be able to tell by the way they try to label Howard Dean as this pissy McGovern liberal. Not that I think McGovern was pissy. I happen to vote. I voted for McGovern. Too bad the country didn't go for McGovern. Look what we would have been spared. For one thing, 32,000 American lives in Vietnam. But the attempt to paint Howard Dean as a liberal, which is laughable, but because we Americans are politically stupider than pond scum, and because we have a whorish media in this country who will repeat that nonsense, a lot of Americans are going to go, well, you know, I don't want a liberal. I don't think I'll vote for Howard Dean because, you know, he's a liberal. He thinks faggots ought to get married. Jesus. Representative Robert Matsui, a Democrat from California, who happens to be head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, and a backer of Richard Gephardt's candidacy, said the Republicans have as much diversity in their ranks as the Democrats have in ours. The difference, Matsui said, is Republicans have discipline. Quote, they don't go around criticizing their own, end quote. Referring to Lieberman. Matsui also said the DLC and even Lieberman would probably be best off by running their own positive campaigns rather than whining about other candidates or whining about unions or whatever. People in our party who critique us probably do more damage to us than the Republicans do. Now, what he's talking about there is the Teamsters backing Gephardt. That pisses Lieberman off, too. Lieberman cares as much about the working stiff in this country as George Bush does, which is to say, zero, zip, nada, nothing, niet. So Howard Dean is warning us Democrats, well, now, you know, if you vote for Howard Dean, you know, if you look at Howard Dean, you know, you're just going to push the party back into... you know, anybody who is pro-peace and, you know, pro-social programs, you're going to send us back to the political wilderness. So please don't do that. You know, vote for me. I believe in war and death and destruction and cutting social programs. Don't forget, it was Bill Clinton and me working with Newt Gingrich. Can you believe that? That's right. Bill Clinton and Al Gore and me and Newt Gingrich, who came up with the so-called welfare reform. You didn't know that? Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Listen, I believe in death and destruction just as strongly as George Bush does. And Howard Dean doesn't. Oh, he believes in a little death and destruction, but not on the massive scale that I do. You know, I'm right up there with George. Hell, I want to bomb anybody that pisses me off or pisses off the state of Israel. I want to bomb them. Anybody that pisses off my backers, which is the death weapons industry and the oil industry, just like George. Look, I'm George Bush's twin. Okay, I'm Joe Lieberman. Howard Dean's going to just take us into the wilderness again. Do you like that allusion to Moses? You like that? Wandering 40 years. You get it? Bastard. Todd is calling from Santa Fe, our commercial jet pilot. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mike. Joe Lieberman is George Bush's horror, is what he is.
Boy, don't you just want to reach through a television when you hear him and just smack him upside his head?
Is he the smarmiest, weaseliest, most pathetic loser you've ever seen in your life?
Back during the 2000 campaign, when Lieberman and Cheney had their debate, and Cheney just turned Joe Lieberman like a pretzel, just turned him like a schoolyard a punk. I thought, Lieberman, you know, you're smarter. You really are smarter than Cheney. So the only conclusion I could draw is that Lieberman and Cheney are just in this up to their eyeballs together.
Well, Lieberman and Cheney's wife are very, very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been friends for years. So that tells you where Lieberman's coming from.
Well, they put together that little reporting bureau to report on professors at colleges who did not toe the party line of U.S. Imperialism. It was Lieberman and Lynn Cheney.
Yeah, and then a year or so ago, he released a letter to try to back his way out of that when he got busted on it.
Yeah, right.
The guy is as slimy as it gets, and I happen to catch a little bit of him on Wolf Blitzer's late edition.
Yeah.
Where he spent the first 10 minutes trying to convince everybody what a just war we have done in Iraq.
Yeah.
The man is pathetic. I personally think he's angling for Cheney's job in 2004. I think he would make a good vice presidential candidate for George Bush.
On the Republican side. Yeah, sure. Clinton had a Republican Secretary of Defense, Cohen, so Bush could certainly, Bush's advisors could say, look, you want to make sure you get reelected? Let's take Lieberman. Cheney will just still operate the presidency from behind the curtain.
Sure, from wherever cave they keep him in.
Right, but I hadn't thought about that. I would not be surprised.
But it's a measure of his desperation. Now he's turned on everybody. He's turned on his party, which I don't even know why he calls himself a Democrat.
Anyway, I don't either.
He ought to just change, just go to the other side of the aisle and make it official. You know, and of course, you've got it right. Howard Dean has put the absolute fear of God in him and a few other people. But it's interesting, the press coverage that Howard Dean has gotten over the last few weeks. The pundits have gotten it wrong from the beginning with Howard Dean. You know, they wrote him off, they laughed at him, they said, oh, he's nothing. And he's proved everybody wrong. And now, the DLC can't control this guy. He's his own man. And the pundits are starting to realize that, no, he's not some raving crazy liberal.
Right.
He's a man that really speaks to the voters out in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are responding in the huge numbers that they are right now.
Yeah, and it must take these other serious contenders in the Democratic Party, the candidates, about six of them. It must just frost their asses to see Dean on the cover of all three weekly news magazines this week. I mean, you can't buy that kind of publicity.
Oh, absolutely not. It must frost them when they see his ability to raise funds like he did a couple of weeks ago. He raised $508,000 in a weekend.
Right.
To run the ads down in Texas, and he's running an ad over in New Hampshire this week, I believe. But Lieberman ought to drop out of this race. He ought to just go away. He's a pathetic weasel. His remarks over the last couple of days, he was on. I think he spoke at the press club in Washington this morning, and basically regurgitated everything he said on Wolf Blitzer. Beating up the Democratic Party, shilling for George Bush, telling us what a just war this is.
Incredible.
The man's pathetic.
It's just incredible. You wonder, the Democratic Party doesn't have enough enemies from without that they have a traitor, a Benedict Arnold like this inside.
Exactly what he is.
It is.
And he's going nowhere. I predict he'll be out of this race by September.
I hope.
I hope so, too.
Thanks, Todd.
Okay, buddy. You take care.
All right, sir. You too. Appreciate your call. Lieberman and Zell Miller's not going to run again. The disgrace to the Democratic Party here in Georgia. The senior senator who was appointed senator and then ran and won. He was appointed when the last Republican senator died, Paul Coverdell. Have I got that right? I think I got that right. And the Democratic governor appointed Zell Miller, former governor of Georgia. But Zell Miller is an extreme right-winger. He's your typical white, male, Southern Democrat politician over the age of 60. He's a Dixiecrat. And anytime you see those votes where two or three Democrats swing over and support this monster in the White House, it's usually Zell Miller is involved in that. He's another disgrace to the Democratic Party. Joe Lieberman and Zell Miller. Well, Zell Miller's going to retire. But Lieberman ought to just, come on, Joe. For God's sake, you didn't have the courage to drop your Senate seat when you were running for office. You like to have aces in the hole. Why don't you do a little bit more for George Bush, what Monica did for Bill Clinton, and maybe Todd will be right. Maybe they'll offer you the second slot, when Bushwhacker runs for another term in the White House. I've got to teach myself not to say re-election. The son of a bitch was not elected to begin with, but for another term in the White House. So hang in there, Lieberman. Maybe they'll... with your buddy Pearl at the Defense Policy Board and your buddy Wolfowitz as Assistant Secretary of State, Defense, who is going to move into the Secretary of State's office, sure as hell, if Colin Powell retires. At that point, we no longer have a State Department. You understand that? So Lieberman and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Abrams and the rest of these American Zionists, which is exactly what they are, can hook up with the Christian Zionists and bring about their Armageddon. Then won't we all be happy, huh? And then the Jews will understand, the Israeli Jews will understand the deal they made with Satan. When the Christian Zionists show up with swords and guns and hammers and say, okay, we've been playing you Jews along, now you convert to Christianity or we kill you. You got 30 seconds. Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes or no? If you don't, I will slit your throat and let your Jewish blood run all over the desert. That's how bad this is. You don't think so? When Mel Gibson's movie comes out, The Passion, check it out.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a memo to corporate CEOs. Looks like all those accounting shenanigans to make your company look profitable weren't such a great idea. Well, all you had to do was stay at Motel 6. While you don't get the thrill of cooking those books, you do get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Of course, the other methods will get you a room too, but it has bars on it and you're not allowed to leave. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6 and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Come through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens.
It's about four before the hour. June is calling from Davenport, Iowa. June, welcome to the program.
Yes, you brought up Lieberman.
Yes, sir.
Today, if I could have gotten through the television, I'd have hit him right in the mouth.
I understand that feeling, June.
Oh, I tell you, this man, I have always voted. Every single time I have voted, I will not vote for this man. If he gets the Democratic nominee, I will not vote for him.
Well, I understand that, too, but I think it's safe to say that the Democratic Party nominee for president will not be Joe Lieberman. Lieberman had his moment. Lieberman is a Connecticut senator. He's got his little fiefdom over there. He does what is necessary to remain in office. He gets his payback from his wealthy constituents that want to keep him in office, but he is not a major player. I could never figure out why Gore picked him, except for the Jewish vote and except for the Northeastern vote, Northeastern liberals. Now, I don't understand a liberal voting for Lieberman, because he's not a liberal. He's no more of a liberal than he is a Catholic.
No.
You know,
no.
He is a hardcore religious right. From a Zionist perspective, not the Christian psychopaths, but from a Zionist perspective, conservative. And he doesn't belong in the Democratic Party. I cannot think of a reason why he is in the Democratic Party.
Well, he certainly hasn't done the Democratic Party any good.
No, and I don't think he has an Ice Cube's chance in Hades of being the Democratic Party nominee. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I think he knows the way Iowa feels about him because he's bypassed Iowa altogether. So.
Well, I would imagine the people in Iowa wouldn't be able to understand what he's saying. He talks so damn slow, and so just wait. Well, he sounds like he's whining all the time.
Well, usually he's whining or he's taking aim at somebody, knocking them down. He must think that he's the only good one of the bunch.
He ought to get a talk show if he wants to do that, right?
Yeah, well, he wouldn't last long.
June, thanks for checking in.
All righty, thank you.
You have a nice evening. What, we have another break? Ah! Okay, stick around. A quick break here. We'll be back and take your phone calls. All right? I'm sorry for all the breaks. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Kristen was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Embattled California Governor Gray Davis is taking his anti-recall fight to the state Supreme Court. His lawyers have filed an appeal asking to have the October 7th election delayed until March. They're also challenging the state's constitution to allow Davis's name to be included on the ballot. The current law prohibits the subject of the recall from being among the list of replacement candidates. As part of their argument for moving the vote, the governor's campaign spokesman says the old-style punch card voting system could lead to a fiasco similar to Florida's during the 2000 presidential election. The punch cards will not be replaced with electronic ballots until March. The Episcopal Church has delayed a vote on whether to install Reverend Gene Robinson as the first openly gay bishop of the New Hampshire diocese. The church's House of Deputies confirmed Gene Robinson yesterday at the Episcopalian General Convention in Minneapolis. His final hurdle was today's vote in the House of Bishops. Episcopalians in New Hampshire have already voted to install him. Robinson is a divorced father of two and has lived openly for years with his male partner. A conservative faction within the church said it was deeply grieved by the results of the vote so far. Opponents feared the vote will create a split in the Episcopal Church.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Defense attorneys for Terry Nichols are back in court today trying to have statements and evidence thrown out of his Oklahoma City bombing state murder case. At issue is whether Nichols made statements to FBI agents willingly during questioning at a police station in Harrington, Kansas, April 21, 1995, 2 days after the bombing. Two former chiefs of police testified Nichols came to the station on his own, asking why his name was being mentioned in media reports. They also testified they told Nichols he was not under arrest at that time and was free to leave. However, defense attorneys say Nichols' truck was impounded by the FBI while he was questioned for several hours and his home was surrounded by police. Nichols' attorneys are also trying to have evidence seized at his home in Harrington suppressed. Communities across the nation and in Canada are gearing up for the annual National Night Out. Tomorrow night's celebration will be the 20th annual National Night Out. The National Association of Town Watch is sponsoring the event. Last year's was the largest to date. Neighbors joined with law enforcement agencies, community groups, businesses, and local officials from nearly 9,900 communities in the U.S. and its territories, Canadian cities, and military bases around the world. More than 33 million people took part last year, about a month before the first anniversary of 9/11.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Dog owners will be happy to know whether your best friend is a purebred show dog or the lovably mixed-up product of a neighborhood indiscretion. They're equally welcome at Motel 6. No judgments here. So put the old Cocker Chow Labrador mix in the back seat and hit the road. But first call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or visit motel6.com. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Anacor Hotel.
A Minnesota congressman is calling for tighter regulation of the repair stations which maintain commercial U.S. aircraft overseas. Democrat James Oberstar says FAA personnel in foreign countries should be doing more on-site safety and security inspections.
The FAA has been content to look at paperwork submitted by those countries saying we've complied and met all the standards. I want those personnel on the field, on the shop floors. I want them actually looking at work, not looking at paperwork.
A recent report from the U.S. Department of Transportation found there was inadequate attention to independent repair stations. U.S. airlines outsource about half their repair work. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with investors still uncertain about an economic rebound. The Dow Jones was up 32 points to 91.86. The Nasdaq was down 2 to 17.14. The S&P 500 finished 3 points higher to 9.83. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wow, what a brain! No, I'm not talking about the class valedictorian or the scarecrow after he reached Oz. This brain's inside your car. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com. Einstein's got nothing on your car's ECM, or electronic control module. Like human brains, ECMs gather data from the environment and make adjustments to optimize performance. For example, this onboard computer adapts fuel delivery, seat positions, cabin temperature, braking, and emissions. It also alerts you to potential problems and notifies you for service. Like all brains, your ECM's sensitive to environmental abuse. So follow the scarecrow's lead. Take your ECM for scheduled service to the Oz, service center of your choice. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I got an email during the break from our Upper East Side of Manhattan. Is she a bureau chief or a correspondent? We have a bureau chief in New York City, Teresa, but she lives in Sunnyside, Queens. Sometimes we subdivide, especially when we have a huge population. I think Kim is probably our Manhattan Upper East Side bureau chief, and Teresa is our New York City bureau chief. You understand how that works. All right. Anyway, Kim sent this in. Hi, Mike. I know I'm just a cockeyed optimist, but I was almost positive that when news came out that Halliburton had been granted contracts in Iraq, the press and then the American people in general would go nuts. In fact, every time revelations like that come out, for example, Bush lying in his State of the Union, no finding of weapons of mass destruction, yada, yada, I breathlessly await to see the fury emanate from the public. But nothing happens. Sure, there is a momentary peep coming out of the various news agencies, but there is no evidence that the American people give a damn. What is going on? Kim writes. The Democrats have completely failed in giving voice to this anger, and of course we can't rely on the various media whores to be infuriated, although even Chris Matthews is starting to get on Shrub's back a bit. Do you have any idea why this is happening? How is it that this, quote, president, close quote, and his minions, who tell these deadly lies and have so many obvious conflicts of interest remain totally unscathed by criticism. I just don't get it. If it wasn't for you, Mike, I'd be in the hospital with an ulcer. Don't let that happen, Kim. Kim, I have no answers. It's one of the ongoing themes on this program. You know it. I know it. Everyone who listens to this program on a regular basis knows it. The mere fact that 65 or 60 or 55, I don't care what the number is, if it's over 20%, 20% of any population is totally nuts. So any number over 20% in any poll that supports the Bush crime family, to me, is proof that there are an awful lot of nutcases in this society. The fact that it's in the 50s now of support for Bush and his policies is disgusting. Don't forget, Kim, you and I and people who listen to this program live in a society where still as many as 70% of those polled think Saddam Hussein had something to do with the September 11th attack on this country. Okay? Okay? Those are the people who couldn't find Baghdad or Iraq on a map if you handed them an atlas or a map book and said, find Iraq. They couldn't do it. George Bush can't do it. So I can't answer your question, Kim, except to say pathetically, I can't answer your question. I mean, that's the price that we pay for living in this culture, this society, this country right now. We have lots of toys. We have lots of stuff to put in our bellies. We have lots of distractions, and we are among the stupidest population ever to come together and form a nation. We weren't always this stupid, but we have been so dumbed down, and we have been willing participants in that dumbing down. As long as there's a Fox News channel, as long as there's an MSNBC, as long as there is some thug like Michael Savage, as long as there is this monstrous, gigantic pissant named Rush Limbaugh polluting the airwaves of this country 24/7, this country will remain stupid, ignorant, and pathetic. Truly. I wish I had an answer for you, Kim. I do not. Shane is calling from Washington, D.C. Shane, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. I actually wanted to hear a lot of Lieberman talk, and I agree with you. Lieberman's pretty much being an idiot at this point. I actually wanted to bring up, I'm reading or have read a book called The Emerging Democratic Majority.
Yeah, I've heard of that book, haven't read it. It's supposed to be a good book, is it?
It is actually very, very good. It studies, you know, all the demographics,
right,
polling numbers, voter rolls from the last 30 years. And in that book, it talks about the DLC, which is Democratic Leadership Council, which
right,
was sort of the more centrist Democratic.
It's the right wing of the Democratic Party seizing control. Clinton, Gore, Sam Nunn, Zell Miller. The list just goes on and on. It was put together by white Southern Democrats who realized that Nixon had put them in the trick bag with the so-called Southern strategy.
Correct. Although I won't, I'll agree with you on everything except I think Clinton was just an opportunist and jumped on the bandwagon that they had going. But pretty much it was originally organized by Senator Sam Nunn,
right,
and Chuck Robb from Virginia. Al Gore jumped on the bandwagon later.
Mm-hmm.
They were known as Hart was actually originally involved with that, too. They were called Atari Democrats at the time because they love technology. And
right,
it actually sort of has become this, what Lieberman and the current chairman of the DLC, a guy named Al Fromm,
right,
have made it into is this more ultra sort of right-wing bastion of the Democratic Party. It wasn't always like that, but let me just sort of digress here. There's a guy named Mark Penn who has been a longtime pollster for the DLC and had also been a pollster for Al Gore in
mm-hmm.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore had hired this guy, Mark Penn, and followed Mark Penn's poll advice. And it's a little-known fact how much power a lot of these pollsters can get within separate campaigns. The candidates really do follow these pollsters' advice.
They do, indeed.
Mark Penn's advice, this pollster for the DLC, to Gore, had within the first, I believe, 3 to 4 months, the way the book describes it, of Gore's candidacy back in 2000, put Gore in about a 15% hole.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of not gaining any support, he was 15 points down. Mark Penn, this pollster, was fired by Al Gore, who Al Gore then hired another pollster who made it the, what I consider they won, mm-hmm. but made it back into the race that it eventually ended up being in 2000 when Gore turned more to the populist, you know, traditional Democratic
right.
rhetoric that, that we like to hear as good Democrats or as good liberals, whatever, you know, you choose to be.
Sure.
This guy, Mark Penn, has now been hired by Lieberman. Mark Penn, and there was a last week with the DLC, they just had a convention. This guy gets up and releases this these poll results that he's come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And he focuses entirely the here's the really twisted, there's a couple things about this. The really twisted thing about this poll he runs is he starts talking about how Democrats aren't supported at all by white males. White males, 70% to 30% support George W. Bush. And we got to win back the white male vote. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm a white male.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't support George W. Bush.
No, I don't either.
I can't stand George W. Bush. I hate George W. Bush. Part of the reason that white males, if his poll results were correct, which I'm shady about polls anyways, I don't really, mm-hmm. in the long term, think that they're really that, you know, representative of what's really going on anyways. But what I really think is going on with a lot of these pollsters, when they look at these numbers about white male voters, is what they're not thinking about is that, well, white male voters, even if that was true, aren't going to make up as big of a percentage of the 2004 electorate as what's the people that are actually going to vote. The Democratic Party, I'm a strong Democrat, and I'll admit that from the start. But I won't vote for any Democrat. I definitely wouldn't vote for Lieberman. He's not even a Democrat.
Right.
But the one thing about the Democrat, and this is part of what this book, The Emerging Democratic Majority, talks about, is the increase in a number of different demographics nationwide. Women who are increasingly voting Democratic, minorities who are not only increasing their share of the electorate. In 2004, they're going to be about 20% of the electorate. They're now voting more Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
They're basing their argument entirely, this sort of, we have to rely on the center. Because if we don't rely on the center of the electorate, this white male, Betty from Dayton, Ohio, who no longer supports Democrats, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
because her husband's a machinist. That's no longer true. It has more to do with what are liberals going to be dealing with in the future in terms of an electorate, and who agrees with our positions more?
Sure.
It's minorities.
Sure.
It's women. It's college-educated individuals. The electorate that the Republican Party is relying on is rapidly shrinking.
Well, that can only be good news, and I understand that that's the basis. As I said, I haven't read the book, but I understand that's the basis of the book. I think that what this author has put out there is not only true, but it's necessary for people to understand. I remember a hearing about that poll that only something like 27% of white males support the Democratic Party. That is a lie. That is a complete. It's not a corruption of the truth. It is a lie.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think it's BS too.
Yeah, and of course Lieberman. One thing about pollsters, I have known a couple here in Atlanta. There's a polling firm here in Atlanta, and I know the man who set it up and the two people who now run it. And in candid conversations, they will tell you that, and I know this, and you know this, and most people with a sense God gave a goose understands this. Any poll can be spun. The question can be structured in such a way to get any result that the pollster is looking for. And I, you know, I used to not believe that. I used to think, no, but people will be honest. Well, people are being honest when they answer the question. It's the way the question is phrased. And I would imagine that I would love to have seen the question that resulted in a poll finding that only 27% of white males support the Democratic Party. I would love to see that.
It's simply not possible,
it's
actually.
Not. Shane, thanks for checking
Mike,
in.
Mike, actually, while I have you on the phone, since you're in Georgia,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question about this open Senate seat we're going to have in 2004.
Okay, quickly.
Who do you think is going to run on the Democratic side? I see names like Andrew Young, who used to be the Atlanta mayor.
At this point, I really don't know, and I don't think anybody in Georgia politics knows either.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Shane.
Thanks.
All right, sir, appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be back.
Another one return that I'll never use.
The Cross Country Tour by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the first and third tank of gas, between the 32 napkin soda spill, the exit you missed, and the one that you took without even knowing it, between the big city and, the smell of farm country, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
Call 1-800-800-8000 or visit super8.com. All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brainshrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You want to meet a poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
And you hate me?
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past 11. During the break, an email from Glenn in Manhattan who pretty much explains it. I was kind of struggling with why Gore picked Lieberman. Well, here it is. Mike, excuse me, Gore used Lieberman as inoculation against the dreaded Clinton disease and Monica Gate. That is also why they quarantined Clinton during the election. That's right. Remember, Clinton wasn't allowed to come out and speak, which cost them dearly in retrospect by losing both Tennessee and Arkansas. Lieberman was the only Democratic senator to take the floor of that august body to denounce then-President Clinton. Also, like Al Gore, fightin' Joe Lieberman is a huge hawk and has been bought by the huge defense contractors that make Connecticut the largest recipient of defense contracting, after California, in the United States. Lieberman, like Zoe Miller, makes me vomit. Okay. Thanks for a little graphic picture there at the end, Glenn. Glenn in Manhattan sends that in. And Jim emails, and Lieberman has always been an enemy of freedom. It was he, Cheney's old lady, and Tipper Gore that teamed up to stop black people from selling records. Remember when Tipper actually listened to the lyrics on a Prince album and went ballistic? Prince, for God's sake. They said the labeling was to help parents make intelligent decisions on the music their kids could listen to. You know what they say, a rose by any other name is still censorship. Now, kids think if a CD has a warning label, it's probably good. Truth be told, that's a pretty good indicator. From Jim. Jack is calling from near Miles' stomping grounds, Naperville, Illinois. Jack, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
You betcha, buddy.
How about when we had the show on WLS? You used to call in then?
I called when you had, what was it, Mike Smith, the guy from the Green Mill Poetry Slam?
Mark Smith, yeah.
Mark Smith, that's what it was.
From the Poetry Slam days.
Yeah, I used to read some poetry on your show, man. That was really great.
Yeah, that was, we had fun with that.
You know what, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because as far as the old radio show, because I actually met you once. I was good friends with Tony Kay, one of your former producers.
Oh, yeah, Tony Kay.
Yeah,
sure.
I used to hang out with him, and I met you one time when you were doing your show. And I think it's amazing how back then, I remember Tony always kind of chiding you and kind of urging you to be more confrontational with the Republican callers. Come on, be mad. Because he used to be then.
I used to cut him a little bit of slack. But after what Clinton went through, you probably know my feelings about Clinton,
sure.
But after what Clinton went through and then this Bush thing, if I had my way, there would never be a Republican called this program. I always invite them to, but they never do. But anyway,
it's good to know your enemy sometimes, you know,
it is
good
indeed.
Good to hear what they say.
I just thought Jack from Naperville just had kind of a familiar ring to it, but maybe, you know.
Well, I've called a couple of times. I mean, I might have called you once a month. You
there
know?
You go. Okay.
The reason I called was because I work at a little coffee shop right now called The Fat Bean. It's in Naperville.
Uh-huh.
And we are having a kind of breakfast with Kucinich Day tomorrow. He's coming to our shop to have some organic vegan food.
Really? Tomorrow? Tuesday?
Tuesday. It's at 10:30 a.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And, if anybody's interested, I wanted to make sure people knew about it. Hopefully we can get some media out there.
Well, where are you located?
Okay, we're located off of Route 59 in Naperville and 87th Street, about 2.5 miles north of the Fox Valley Mall.
And what's the name of the shop?
Called The Fat Bean.
Fat, like F-A-T?
Yeah, F-A-T, and then bean like a coffee bean. If anybody wants or forgets the address or whatnot, you can go to fatbean.com.
Okay.
Little website we've got going on. We're just going to have some oatmeal. We've got some fruit and all a bunch of other stuff we're going to be serving out there. And he's supposed to bring the media, and hopefully we'll. I was speaking with his Illinois coordinator and for his campaign. She contends that there's a media blackout on him. as far as people aren't supposed to go near them with a 10-foot pole.
I think there's an element of truth to that. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand that, except for the fact that we live in this hellish society right now. You want to hold on a second?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. If you're on hold, stay with us. Quick break here. We'll be back and take your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Cross Country Tour by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the first and third tank of gas, the exit you missed, and the one that you took without even knowing it. Between the big city and, the smell of farm country. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The national unemployment rate for July slipped 0.2 of a point to 6.2%, but it's not due to an improving economy. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell because 556,000 Americans stopped looking for work. According to federal guidelines, those not actively seeking work are not counted in the unemployment figures.
No strike just yet at Verizon. Talks between the phone giant and its two unions stretched past a strike deadline yesterday and continued without resolution. Nearly 80,000 members of the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are poised for a walkout unless talks yield an agreement that meets workers' demands on health care and job security. Verizon cut some 18,000 jobs last year, not including 2,300 New York State workers whose terminations were successfully reversed by unions thanks to language in the previous contract that prevented their firing. The two unions are also looking for greater freedom to organize the company's largely non-union wireless and data divisions.
Sugar production is officially no longer a staple of the economy of Trinidad and Tobago. The Caribbean island chain closed its state-owned sugar company last week, laying off more than 8,000 people in the process. The workers received severance payments of about $12,000 each and will be allowed to lease land on which they can continue farming if they wish to.
It was a workhorse that powered travelers through cities and along highways over the last 70 years, but the reign of the Volkswagen Beetle finally came to an end over the weekend. After producing 21.5 million of the vehicles, Volkswagen finally pulled the plug on the last of its Beetle assembly lines in a plant outside of Mexico City. 300 workers will be reassigned to other areas, building Jettas and the more modern version of the Beetle. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
hey, Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
$20 27 before the hour, we're talking with Jack in Naperville, Illinois, about the media blackout on Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich is going to be at Jack's coffee shop. The fat what is it? The Fat Bean?
Yes, it's called the Fat Bean. It's located off of Route 59 and 87th Street. Again, 2 miles north of the Fox Valley Mall. Just a little independently owned shop. I don't actually own it, but I work there, and it's just a great little place. We have all fair trade coffee. Everything's organic. And
it's 10:30 Central Time tomorrow.
You betcha. And, you know, it's going to be, you can sit down with him, I was told, and ask him questions. The two questions I want to ask him in particular are the first, you actually have a call out to any representative of the House to impeach President Bush. And he talks a lot about all the things that Bush is doing wrong, and I wonder, why hasn't he yet done that?
You know, that's been my question. Why I've said it as hysterically and passionately on this program as I possibly can. Why not Barbara Lee, not Dennis Kucinich, not what's his name from California, who's always going after the if this Bush regime comes down. It'll be because of his efforts. What the hell is his name? The one that
Waxman?
Waxman. Right.
Yeah.
Henry Waxman.
Well, you know, I figure if I ask him the question, he's going to retort with, well, right now I'm trying to unseat him for the presidency before we impeach him. And
I hope you ask that question. And if you do, I hope you'll call and let us know what his answer is.
And the second question I would have for him is, you know, obviously he's the most liberal of the bunch, of the Democrats running for the nod. And I wonder how a lot of the things he wants to get passed is going to do so in a Republican Congress. I mean, what exactly is his plan for that?
Well, I think Kucinich, like any a Democrat or, for that matter, a Republican who runs for the presidency, is hoping that the coattails of the candidate are long enough to sweep in a majority in the legislative branch, which is what has happened so often in the past. Conversely, when you have a thug like George Bush in office, and this is where the Democratic Leadership Conference completely did their part to completely annihilate the Democratic Party in here with their move to the center rhetoric in this last election, not only did the traditional loss of seats by the power in the executive branch not occur, but they actually gained seats thanks to jackasses like Terry McAuliffe, who had the Democratic National Committee. So I think Kucinich's answer would be, I'm not trying to speak for him, but I think politics dictates that if you are a president of Party X, you want a majority of Party X in the legislative branch. And I think that's what he would be hoping for.
Well, Mike, I'll update you on what he tells me.
Please.
Before I let you go, I just want to say, you know, you might have prevented an ulcer or two in Kim, but you really amended a broken heart with me, because after the WLS debacle, and one of my big mentors in radio, I'm a political science major, and I hope to get into radio myself. One of my mentors was Jay Marvin. And the day I sat there and listened to his program in the mornings, where he was saying, you know, George W. Bush has been doing a great job, and God bless Peter Fitzgerald and this, that, and the other thing, I almost sat down and cried.
I know. I did not know Jay Marvin during his heyday on WLS and other stations in Chicago during the 80s and early 90s, but my understanding was he was just an absolute hellraiser. He was almost a communist. He was so far left.
Well, he was a self-promoted communist. I mean, this was a guy who, you know, the free Cuba from our grips.
It's
exactly what so many people did. WLS castrated him, and he's probably told him, listen, if you want a job, you stay here.
That's exactly what was... I was there when he came back from Denver, and in a weak moment, he told me that certain restrictions were put on him by WLS management, and if he didn't accept the restrictions, there'd be no job. It's a shame to see somebody forced. Now, if somebody organically comes to a conversion political, they go from a conservative to liberal or liberal to conservative, okay, fine, no big deal. But when it's forced and they're in media like Jay, and they take that forced position and present it as a valid, authentic position, to me, that's the crime. It's not the crime to evolve or devolve, however you want to look at it, from liberal to conservative, conservative to liberal, Catholic to Jew, Protestant to Hindu. You know, if that's your trip, while you're on this planet, fine. But to defraud the people who backed you for so many years by making the switch and pretending like it's an authentic switch in order to hold on to your job, to me, that stinks. And it was a real sad thing to see.
I agree. And if you look at his work right after he left WLS, he went over to Denver,
right.
And they probably put a few restrictions on him because when I listened to his program, they were a little bit lighter. Then when he came back, and like you had said, they probably put some more restrictions on him again. He was a little bit lighter,
yeah.
And then it was right after September 11th, the big liberal media crash,
sure.
If there was anything left of it, and he was completely, he's a Republican.
That's a shame. Jack, thanks for checking. Let us know what kind of answers you get out of Dennis, please.
Definitely. Bye-bye now.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I'm sorry, people around the country going, what the hell are they talking about, J. Marvin? Well, a lot of people who listen to WLS over the years, not just in Chicago, we have seen, have we not, so many sellouts, former liberals or Democrats or leftists who just have absolutely, and my opinion, sold out. Like I said to Jack, if it's an organic situation, if you develop, if you're on your path and you decide all of a sudden, hey, listen, you know, based on your own thought, your own research, your own development, your own spiritual center, not what is being pumped into you or being force-fed you, but if you reach a certain point of view, whether it involves your belief in spirituality or politics or ecology, how's that for an old word? The environment, global warming, or whether or not animals talk, have at it. But to be inauthentic to the people who keep you earning your livelihood, and those are the people who listen to you, who provide the ratings, so that when they decide who they want to fire, they look at the ratings and say, well, we can't fire him because his ratings are too high. Or in my case at WLS, well, we better fire this son of a bitch. His ratings are too high. You may not want any more of these numbers, but U.S. military casualties. We gave you some figures about the Iraq War. We gave you some figures. The U.S., United States military is paying off claims by the Iraqi citizenry of death and destruction and violence against them, their family members, their children, their mamas, their daddies, their businesses, at the rate of $108 per claim, $108. You know, your kid gets blown into five or six segments as a result of a U.S. bombing raid because they think Saddam Hussein is in your basement, and you get $108. You know, it's horrifying. I can't dwell on those stories very long because they truly make me suicidal, politically suicidal. They make me just want to get out of this business and go back to telemarketing or something, you know? But there are more numbers. The lies that are being told to the American people about the casualties on our side. Let's forget the Iraqis. Eh? Sure, we're good at that. Let's forget the people we're killing and maiming and wounding and injuring and destroying. Let's just think about us for a second. The Guardian of London is reporting, the Guardian of London, of course, U.S. military casualties from the occupation of Iraq have been more than twice the number most Americans have been led to believe. Because of an extraordinarily high number of accidents, suicides, and other non-combat deaths in the ranks that have gone largely unreported in U.S. media. Now, we talked about this last week. Since May 1st, when Bush danced around with his scrotum up around his Adam's apple on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln, 52 American soldiers have been killed by hostile fire, according to the Pentagon. But the total number of U.S. deaths of soldiers from all causes is more than twice that. It's 112. It's 112. In these polls, how many Americans are being told the truth? When they, well, do you think that we should stay? Oh, yeah, we should stay in Iraq because you know why? Iraq sent the bombers over here and killed all of us. Oh, I know that because my president told me. The other unreported cost to the war for us here in the United States of America is the number of Americans wounded. Now, according to the Guardian of London, the numbers that we have to deal with, any of us that give a damn or care, most of us don't care. I mean, a lot of us just lived through 8 years of the Vietnam War without even lifting our heads up. I will guarantee you dollars to donut holes that one in 1,000 Americans, even people who listen to this program, can give me the dates on the Panama War, can give me the and the reasons for going in there, can give me the dates on the war in Grenada and how that was handled, can tell me who it was that sent troops to Haiti and what that was all about. We just don't care. We don't care. When Americans go kill and die and fight and blow stuff up and get blown up, we just, you know, we keep our heads down and just go, I sure would like to get that new Mercedes, but, you know. So we have no, we don't care. We just, I'm sorry. Too many hard truths tonight, huh, truth seekers? Sorry. The Pentagon is reporting 827 Americans wounded since Operation Iraqi Freedom began. Unofficial figures are in the thousands, not 857, in the thousands. Now, about half of these 827 have been injured since Bush danced around the aircraft carrier with his scrotum up around his Adam's apple back in May. Many of the wounded have had their arms blown off, their legs blown off, hands, feet. Okay? We're getting the anti-personnel situation here. You know, how many men, American men, came back from Vietnam, like Max Cleland, with arms and legs, or all blown off? Okay, we're getting it in Iraq now. How many Americans pay any attention to this? I'm pausing just to give you a chance to think about it. Now, according to a recent Gallup poll, this article in The Guardian was just from yesterday, but according to a Gallup poll, today's Monday, 63% of Americans still think Iraq was worth going to war over. 63%. The death toll right now is 248, call it 250, including accidents and suicides. Wounded Americans, according to this article, wounded American soldiers continue to be flown back to the United States at a relentless rate in twice-weekly transport flights to Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. Hospital staff there are working 70 and 80-hour weeks, and the Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington is so full that it has taken over beds normally reserved for cancer patients to handle the influx of new wounded soldiers, according to a report on CBS television. Now, Barkop reports the U.S. death toll to date at 250. He's got a reliable source on that, too. We reported 248 earlier tonight, and I said, let's call it 250. Meanwhile, at the nearby Naval Medical Center at Bethesda, new Marine injured are delivered almost daily by a medical plane known as the Nightingale. The Pentagon figure for wounded in action is 827 in Iraq. But here again, the total number of injuries appears to be much higher. Just at this one hospital. The estimate given by Central Command in Qatar is 926. But according to a guy named Lieutenant Colonel Alan Delane, who is in charge of the airlift of the wounded into Andrews Air Force Base, that number, too, is understated. Colonel Delane told National Public Radio, well, this is the end of his career, quote, since the war has started, I can't give you an exact number because that's classified, but I can say to you over 4,000 have stayed here at Andrews. And that number doubles when you count the people that come here to Andrews, and then we send them to other places like Walter Reed and Bethesda, which are in this area also. Did you hear me? The U.S. military says 827. This lieutenant colonel who flies these people in, who is in charge of the airlift of wounded out of Iraq, says the number is 4,000. And that number, according to the colonel, doubles when you count the people that come here to Andrews, and then we send. That's 8,000. In other words, these filthy bastards in the Bush Defense Department are underreporting the number of American wounded by 90%, unless the colonel is a liar. Now, according to the colonel on National Public Radio talking, 90% of the injuries that are coming in are directly war-related. Bad word. Here it comes. So these sons of bitches and the Bush administration are not even honest with the American public where it concerns our dead and our wounded. They are not honest with the American public where it concerns the number of our soldiers, our young men for the most part, young women to a lesser degree, that are being exposed to depleted uranium in every gulp of dusty, filthy air they breathe over there. How many cases of this pneumonia have been reported now in Iraq? Hasn't a CDC team been dispatched there to find out what the hell is going on? What are they up to now? 30 cases? How many deaths?
Well, that's classified information, Mike. We can't tell you about that. It might aid the Mujahideen. It might aid the Al-Qaeda. It might help Saddam Hussein escape even more. So we can't tell you how many U.S. military personnel are suffering from this unnamed pneumonia.
God, I hate these people. I just it's one thing to go to war. It's something else again to go to war on these on this basis. I am not so naive as to not understand that truth is the first casualty of war, but all truth is reality also to be a casualty of Bush's war. Truth was shot when this son of a bitch got the presidency. But now is reality just totally destroyed? Well, the quick answer is yes.
Came home today. My youngest son came home today. His friends marched with him all the way. The flutes and drums beat out the time, as in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray. My youngest son came home today, and this time he's home to stay.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine, thanks for asking.
A little self-centered?
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show is at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener-friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best of progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Yeah, bring them on. Tom is calling from Northwest Indiana. Tom, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. How are you?
Just a little ticked, you know? What flashes through my mind right now is some stupid quote you can hear Bush say. What was one of the things he would say? What I learned in Vietnam is that
right.
You can't find guerrilla warfare with conventional forces.
Right.
Now, I'm more than just ticked off. As a Democrat, I supported going into Afghanistan to weed out just the big base of al-Qaeda that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No. But we've been there for how long? And Afghanistan, from a report I read earlier today, is just almost going back into chaos.
It is. And also, surreptitiously, the U.S. Defense Department is trying to cut deals with the Taliban.
It was reported, I think, in the L.A. Times today earlier. I mean, that's basically how they described it. Afghanistan is going back into chaos.
That's right.
And in this one article I have in front of me now on the net, out of the Guardian UK, under the title "Bumbling Bush May Have Given Osama an Open Goal,"
mm-hmm.
One of the things that was reported in this article is that only about 30% of the UN members are meeting their obligation to report Al Qaeda movements and financing.
Yeah.
Now, it. Because of us going into Iraq, we took intelligence sources out of Afghanistan. We took our military forces out of Afghanistan.
Right.
And in the same report of the Bush bungling in Afghanistan, they're also reporting that we're spending $900 million a month in this country.
That's right.
And we've barely even gone into the $3 billion that we've authorized as aid, you know, to help
mm-hmm.
to really make some kind of American commitment to this country, to show those people there that we're committed now that we invaded the country, to help rebuild it.
Tom, I hear what you're saying, and I wish I would have gotten you on earlier. We have to go. Please call me back tomorrow or later on in this week, and we'll pick up this discussion, okay?
All right, Mike.
All right, sir, thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off like that or end the program, but there's the music. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Many thanks to Mark Marshall, our webmaster, MaximumInteractive.com. And as always, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Iran says it will not hand over any detained members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network to the United States. Iran's government is also denying a newspaper report that it would agree to a handover only in exchange for members of an Iranian opposition group. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's government spokesman says his country has never tried to strike a prisoner exchange deal with the U.S. Abdullah Ramazanzadeh says Iran will hand over al-Qaeda members only to those countries with which it has extradition agreements and that the U.S. is not one of them. The New York Times had quoted a U.S. official as saying Washington had asked Tehran to hand over al-Qaeda members in Iran's custody, but the newspaper reported that Iran demanded in return the U.S. should hand over members of the Mujahideen Khalq organization. That group is currently under U.S. control in Iraq. Last month, Iran's intelligence minister, Ali Younesi, said Iran has some senior al-Qaeda members in its custody. Mr. Ramazanzadeh reiterated that Iran is not revealing the